Okay. There is a, you have a lot of people that often connect the Parsha to the Chag or Moed that we happen to be celebrating at that time. What I want to try to do tonight is, first of all, try to prove that there is such a connection, and second of all, offer two suggestions as to what that connection may be between Hanukkah and these Parshios. In particular, try to do one of them based on the Torah of the Maharal and one of them based on the Torah of Tzadok. Let's start like this. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph, I believe, points out that there are times where we dafka read the Torah around certain times of the year. The Gemara is talking about when we read the Tochacha, when we read the Klalos, and how we try to time it out for certain times of the year. Lavat Rebbe quotes a Yisod from the Shlach HaKadosh that's true not only about those particular Torah readings, but in general argues the Shlach HaKadosh, there's always a connection between the Torah reading and the time it falls out in. So Shlach points out there's always a connection between these parshas, Vayeshev, and in this week's parsha of Mikkei, it's a little bit by the story of Yosef and his brothers is by definition, says the Shlach, connected to the actual Hanukkah. It's not stam, it's not random, we read it during this time. It happens to be that there are certain references that you also find that highlight a bit of a connection. The Gemara itself in the Masechet Shabbos, in the middle of the discussion about Hanukkah, has a short three lines where the Gemara darshins a pasuk about Yosef, v'habor reik, eim bo mayim. The Gemara brings a drasha about Yosef, it seems almost out of place and a bit random, in the middle of its discussion of Hanukkah, that also in a certain sense highlights that there is a connection. What exactly is that connection? So there are a bunch of different suggestions out there. We referenced one of them earlier this morning from Rav Tversky, but we'll try and point out two possible links, one based on the Maharal and one based on the Tzadok. Neither directly connect them, but we'll try and point it out anyway. And the first is like this. The Maharal develops in Ner Mitzvah the following is so. The first section of Ner Mitzvah, the Maharal Sefer and Hanukkah, is all about the Arba Gullios, the different Gulluses that Klal Yisrael went through. The second half is much more focused on Hanukkah. The bridge is the Maharal sort of in the beginning of the second Chelek, but the Maharal points out that what did Yavan really try to do? Yavan's primary goal, Lahashkicham Torasecha, Yavan tried to take away the Kedusha of Torah. Yavan's primary goal was to take away the Kedusha of Torah. How exactly did we fix that? The miracle of Hanukkah is the miracle of Neros. Ner mitzvah v'Torah or, Torah is associated with light. Not only that, 8 nights, for the Maharal, the number 8, just like there's 7 days of the week, so 8 is above nature, Torah is above nature also. The Maharal has a couple of different rayas to the idea that 8 always reflects, 8 symbolizes Torah, and that's why the menorah dafka, that miracle is one way of showing that Torah emerged victorious and was not contaminated. For Rav Hutner, I believe in Pachad Yitzchak, as well as the Lubavitch Rebbe, it's also the fact that we light the menorah bidarum. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Harotza, if you want to be a chacham yadrim, you should look to the south, look to the darum. What's your simen? The menorah's in the south. The menorah's in the south, that's where it is in the mikdash. So the menorah always represents a certain kind of chachma. And the first, when it comes to Hanukkah, the primary thing Yavin tried to do is help us forget Torah and forget Kedushas HaTorah. And the response to that was the miracle of the Neros, where it becomes very clear that in fact we were victorious. That Lichora, the connection based on Maharal, Lichora, I would suggest, is one of the things which is unique dafka about Yosef. Yosef was a person who was in Mitzrayim. He always remembered that which he learned even when he was in Mitzrayim. And possibly the most powerful statement, when he reminds Yaakov, that which comforts Yaakov, that which gives Yaakov the clear statement of I remembered everything, is when Yosef sends the Agalos, and Rashi quotes from Chazal, a reference to Egla Arufa, a reference to the last sugya that they had learned. If Hanukkah is about Lahashkicham, Sarasecha, forgetting Torah, is that Yavan want to have us forget Torah, so Yosef is the great raya of someone who is able to be in Gullos and not forget his Torah. Yosef's one who represents, it's sort of there in the beginning of the Torah, in the beginning of the story, when Yaakov is teaching Yosef the Torah of Shem Ve'Aver, and it's also part of what brings it together. Yosef's our model of someone, aside from the Chashmonaim, that was up in an environment where it wasn't so simple, and he was able to continue to have that Kedushas HaTorah, and not to forget Torah at all. That's Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is a Torah of Reb Tzadok. Reb Simon Imre Barak quotes this Reb Tzadok and connects it to a little bit of a well-known Shilte Giborim. The Shilte Giborim Masechet Shabbos has a remez in this week's Parsha to Hanukkah. Torah says in Parshas Miketz that when Vayar Yosef, it's in Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Vayar Yosef Itam Es Binyamin, when Yosef sees Binyamin, so Vayomer Lasher Al Beis, so he says to the people in charge of his house, Haveyas Anashim Habayitza, bring these people over to my house, Utvoach Tevach V'Hachein, let's get a good meal together. Says Shilte Giborim, Tevach, the last os is Ches. The next word, V'Hachein, that spells together, if you mix around the letters a little bit, it's a remez to Chanukah. It's a remez to Chanukah, the name Chanukah, the last os of Tevach, and the next word of V'Hachein. He goes on with the remez a little bit. It's a bit of a strange remez, why it's the last letter of one word, and then it's the whole next word. That's not a topic just for now. But he sees in the preparation of this meal a reference to Chanukah. What's the Omek HaPshat here? So over the pshat, one pshat is like this. But Tzadok writes in Pritzadik that this particular meal that was being served, the Medrash tells us, was a Seuda for Shabbos. It was a Shabbos meal. It's the first Shabbos meal that we have reference to in Chumash, the first Shabbos meal. Reb Tzadok suggests in general that the koach of a Shabbos meal, is whenever a person ate something during the week, and you ate something and it wasn't viewed in your own mind as being the most elevated kind of an achila, and sometimes we eat in a way where it causes us to sin. The first sin itself was really a sin of achila, of Adam and Chava. It's one that relates to achila. It's a very powerful sin. Seuda Shabbos is one way of fixing that. Part of the Kavana, I'm sorry, we're deep in the world of Machshava right now, but part of the Kavana of Yosef, if you remember Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, what's one of the things that Yosef accused the brothers of? Aver Minachai, inappropriate eating. And what Yosef was trying to do now was to have a nice Shabbos meal to help facilitate the tshuva process of let's have a good Shabbos meal and be able to do it. So in this pasuk that references Chanukah, says Shilte Giborim, we also have a reference towards fixing achila and an elevated kind of eating. What's really the pshat? So whereas for the Maharal, we spoke about one idea of Yavan, to take away Kedusha of Torah, there is a second mahalach also in terms of what Yavan was trying to do. It was trying to beautify and to value the body over anything else. Yavan was about trying to beautify man's body and value that over the spiritual. What's the response to Yavan? So one form of response is to argue, you know what, the body has no significance whatsoever and it's all just pure ruchnias. But that's not what's found in this pasuk. What's found in this pasuk is that Yavan tried to emphasize the guf too much. We also believe in emphasizing the guf. We also believe in seudas. We just believe that our seuda can be holy and can be elevated. We believe, like Yosef, that you can have a meal with your brothers, a seuda Shabbos, and it can be a meal that's even part of a tshuva process. It can be a meal which is about elevating the achila that you have. Just like Chazal say, that if you... A Talmud Chacham who eats certain kinds of meals, it's nechshav like achilas kachin. It's something which can be very, very much elevated. The part of the fight of Yavan was challenging guf. That's why Yavan, one of the things they didn't let us do, was bris milah. They were challenging our kedusha of guf. And we respond to Yavan not by rejecting the value of guf altogether, but by knowing exactly how to be able to really uplift it. Two ideas that we spoke about. We first tried to prove the general yesod, that there's always a connection between the Parsha and the Moed. That's the Yesod of the Shlach HaKadosh. You have elements of it already in the Gemara Maseches Megillah. But what exactly is that Yesod? So the first Mahalach, the Maharal, it's one about the power of Torah, Torah's Kedusha, Torah's capacity to maintain itself and to continue even in times of trouble. Lashkicham Torah Secha, the Maharal, the Kedusha of Torah, and Yosef, the model of someone who was able to remember that Torah, after all those years, to understand the message of the Torah, it can withstand anything. The second idea from Reb Tzadok, from the Shilte Giborim, it's a kedusha of our guf. Yavan tried to challenge our guf. Yavan tried to argue that our bodies aren't so holy. The response is not pure spirituality and removing our bodies entirely. The response is elevating our bodies and finding a certain kind of kedusha that is there. They would be zochet to be able to both be able to... sanctify our Torah and let our Torah be holy, and let our bodies also be holy. And l'chor, the two things always go hand in hand. A person who's committed to Torah in a serious way, who learns Torah with a sense of Kedusha, who learns Torah with a way that he's not forgetting about it at all, that's also the kind of person who's going to be zochet, to be mekadesh his guf. That's also going to be the person who's able to raise up his body. As Rabbi Nachman used to say, some people eat in order to be able to learn, and some people learn in order to be able to eat. There's a lot to be said for a person who's steeped in Torah being able to sanctify their body. Also, Shkari, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Hanukkah.